Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Saturday, February the 17th, 2018, entitled, He is in Control, written by Brenda Vargas of Inkerkip, Ontario, Canada, and based on Psalm 95, verse 3 in the New International Version. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. It is so easy to become anxious and worried about current events when we listen to the radio or watch the news on television. When we look around us, we can also see wrong being done and become fearful when such injustices are being practiced. We do have a choice in how we should handle all of this. Throughout the Bible, we can read God's promises. And yet, lots of times, we let our situation take control and mess us up. I know, it happens to me. I often step back and say, No, I'm not going to worry about this. God can take care of it. Now, do I do this every time that something I hear or see causes concern? No. Thank God, He knows that we are only human. I'm getting better. And yet I still have a long way to go in leaving it in God's hands once I give it to Him. I do not know why I find myself taking the situation back and starting to worry. Why do we seem to do this? We have to make the choice to trust God and let Him have the control. We will have less stress, and later we will be able to see how God in His wisdom and timing has worked things out for good. Now that is exciting. As Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, daily we need to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Here's Brenda's poem entitled, He is in Control. God never promised you a rose garden, but peace and joy, so your heart wouldn't harden. When you suffer, do not be afraid. He's your shield when Satan tries to invade. God can help you suffer well. I've been there, I can tell. Satan attacks your heart and soul, but let God take control. He will be with you through the pain. Trust in Him, and the victory you'll gain. Try to think of it as a godly test. Have faith that God will do the rest. Let us pray. O Lord, thank you that you are in control of every situation, no matter how impossible. Thank you that nothing is too big for you. Holy Spirit, help us not to let worry and frustration take over, but remind us of God's promises. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love and care for each one of us. Help us to stay so closely connected to you that there is not even a little opening for the devil to slip in. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.